Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Will, how are you, buddy?
Well, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Not ready to go, man. I can't wait for the start of the season. I'm done with this preseason garbage.
Same here. I mean, gambling on preseason games just doesn't give me the same rush. I need that real regular season rush. And although I am enjoying, I just saw Pete Prisco dressed head to toe in Zubaz for our 80s themed fantasy football telethon. So we're a little rushed up over here. Like, it's like we got a little, feel like we're cooking with gas on this Thursday afternoon.
Well, tell me about that right now, because I love you. CBS has great fantasy football coverage. I do most of my fantasy leagues on CBS. What's going on with this telethon?
Yeah, so it's 6 hours from noon to 6 p.m. We're doing it's a telethon. You can call in. We're raising money for St. Jude. And if you donate to St. Jude, you call in. You can get fantasy advice from myself, Dave Richard, Jamie Eisenberg. Right now we've got on the set Pierre Garçon, Dwayne Bowe, and Matt Forte. And they're answering calls, too. Like, if you call in, they might pick up and be like, hey, this is Matt. You know, and you can ask them any question you want about your draft, get advice. Get prepped for your draft, so you can donate to a great cause, help cure childhood cancer, and at the same time get draft advice. You can watch it all on CBS Sports HQ at cbssports.com/live or on the app on your phone. It's a pretty fun time.
All right, Brown,
I'm wearing a members only jacket right now.
Are you the last member?
it's a very exclusive club.
Yeah, right. And by the way, if Browns fans do call in, don't ask Dwayne Bowe about his time in Cleveland. It didn't go well. Let's just stick with his time in Kansas City. I can't – listen, fantasy football season is upon us. And, let me give some of the fans some fantasy advice, because I was talking about this yesterday. If you're in a redraft league right now, what are you doing? Elliott, Gordon, Andrew Luck, what are you doing with those three guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think Elliott, I know that news came out from Ed Warder that the Cowboys made this offer for the second highest running back. I'm still taking Elliott, anywhere from four down. If he falls to me, four, five, six, I'd love to get him. If he falls to me below that, I'm snatching him up. Gordon, I'm a completely stay away on him. I'm drafting a lot of Justin Jackson later. I feel like Gordon's actually going to hold out till like week 10. Just such a stalemate between those two sides about where they want to be on this contract. And the Chargers know they have the leverage. They've got depth with Austin Eckler and Jackson there. So I'm staying away from them. And then Luck, he was a little pricey for me as far as a quarterback goes anyway. I tell people all the time, like, just wait and don't draft a quarterback. Unless you're getting Mahomes in the third, Aaron Rodgers in the sixth, maybe late fifth, sixth.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson in that same range. I mean, that's okay, but otherwise just wait and grab like Phillip Rivers and Lamar Jackson, and you're going to get something going with one of those guys. You can pick up Kirk Cousins on the waiver wire. You're much better off stacking these positional guys early, because there's a clear drop off at both the running back and wide receiver positions, in my opinion, after the top tier guys.
Yeah.
And if you have to fill your roster with the third tier guys, it's going to be rough sledding for the season.
I agree. I know some. I understand people are excited about like Patrick Mahomes or Baker or whatever. And I'm in, it is a keeper league I'm in that I have Baker, because it's just about money. It's not about round.
Sure.
So yeah, I get it. But drafting my update guy Jonathan Peterlin was in some redraft, some one quarterback league, and somebody took a quarterback third overall. I was like, this guy's an idiot. What is he doing? Even in a two quarterback, most of my leagues are two quarterback leagues. Will, I still don't really take a quarterback in a two quarterback league until probably the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah, I mean, we did a 2QB mock the other day, and my thing, even with 2QB drafts, I like him better because I can pile up these wide receivers and running backs
right.
while everybody's making a move at quarterback. And I mean, I have no problem going into the season with like Lamar Jackson and Mitchell Trubisky as my quarterbacks in a 2QB league. I think they're guys who run, and I'm going to add a few guys here and there, take a dart at Jacoby Brissett. But I mean, like another guy or two other guys, I think they're discounted at the quarterback position that I don't mind taking. Carson Wentz, who, you know, if he plays and has this deep ball connection with DeSean Jackson, can put up big numbers. And then Cam Newton. And this is a guy with, you know, with his running skills and his touchdown ability, I mean, he could be QB1, and you're getting him at a very discounted price. As I have no problem pulling trigger on him. Or even Ben Roethlisberger, who should, you know, led the league in pass attempts last year, and is going to be motivated to prove that that he is fully capable of dominating at the quarterback position without Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
No doubt. And it's funny that you say Lamar Jackson and Trubisky, because I just did a draft with two quarterbacks. And I was poised to take Lamar Jackson, Trubisky, and Trubisky went to pick before, and I ended up taking Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray as my two quarterbacks.
Ooh, I got no problem
right?
with that.
That's fun.
I mean, like, that's what people need to understand about the quarterback position, is that if you can grab a guy like Lamar or Kyler Murray,
yeah,
who's going to give you between 35 and 50 minimum rushing yards, you just built your baseline higher for your points that you're getting on a weekly basis from the quarterbacks. I'm with you. I love the idea of getting Kyler and Lamar. And Kyler, the heat on Kyler has cooled way down with this bad preseason from the Cardinals.
That's right. Yep. We're talking Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Will, let's talk about the actual Browns football team. You know, it's funny. It's funny because the Browns were a pariah in fantasy for years, right? And for years, the only guy you'd ever take in fantasy for the Browns was their kicker, Phil Dawson. And now the only position you don't want on the Browns is kicker. You want everything else. I mean, they are loaded with skill position talent right now.
Yeah, they really are. And it's fascinating to see the trajectory of the Browns for this offseason. It's amazing. I mean, you know, they went from, this team that was, you know, sort of up on the, you know, on the come, sort of, you know, starting to develop into a, you know, potential playoff sleeper. They add Odell Beckham, and then, you know, just a surge, just a rush of people jumping on the Browns bandwagon. It's awesome. Like, I want the Browns to be great. I think the people of Cleveland deserve a good football team. They're some of the best fans in the world, and they've gotten just such a raw deal from, you know, so many different just random, you know, random situations, bad luck, bad drafts, you know, questionable moves by the front office, questionable, you know, firings by the ownership. So I want the Browns to be great. I do worry a little bit, Bull, and I'm curious what you think,
yeah,
that maybe we've pushed through to this point where, like, not that the Browns are overvalued, but that the hype is just exceeding it. And I mean, I think about the Jaguars last year. Like, they were the team doing the GQ interviews and the Mina Kimes ESPN interview. And now it's like back-to-back months, you got Odell and Baker causing waves with these GQ spots and, you know, and whatever Baker meant, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it still existed. Odell keeps firing shots at the Giants. It just feels like it's a lot of noise. And I tend to like my playoff sleepers to come in a little bit more quiet.
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it is, the hype is really incredible right now. It's hard to believe how much it is. And I think I've had enough of the articles personally. But obviously, you know, and I get what you're saying about Jacksonville. And I thought Jacksonville would go backwards. And I understand,
sure,
why some people feel like, yeah, there's still some issues with the Browns. We don't know for sure about the coaching and the chemistry. And Baker hasn't proven it enough yet. And Odell's got to stay healthy. And they've got an issue at right guard and kicker. It could go the wrong way. Clearly, they have enough talent. I mean, they are one of the most talented rosters in the NFL, which is hard to believe 2 years off an 0-16 season. But, yeah, they still got a lot to prove. I don't think that's unfair at all, Will.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just think it's – I think my concern for Browns fans, even more than the Browns, is that, like, Cleveland could go 9-7 and miss the playoffs, and I feel like people would be wildly disappointed.
Oh, yeah, we would. Like, no doubt. I mean,
and if it's like 7-9 or 8-8, it's a total disaster.
You know,
the reality is that if a NFL team goes 7-9, 8-8, or 9-7, like, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference, Bull, between a 7-9 team and a 9-7 team. I mean, it's you know, there's a few unlucky or lucky bounces here and there in a very random short small sample size game. And so I just think that there is a chance that, you know, with a new coach, questions on the offensive line, I think a tougher schedule than people are giving it credit for, that maybe, like, if Cleveland were to come out to a slow start, it would just feel like everything would get very tense very quickly, and you would hope that wouldn't spiral. But, you know, we know how these things work when there's a lot of pressure on a team. Look, they got all the talent in the world, and I think the quarterback's going to be a superstar and a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
Wow.
Odell Beckham is one of the best receivers to ever play the game, even at his young age. I think Nick Chubb could lead the league in rushing, and I wouldn't bat an eye. I'd take him in the first round of a fantasy draft, certainly in the second. But it does feel like there's just all these this weight of the expectations could potentially, you know, just create sort of a snowball effect.
I think it's really like you look at September and October, the schedule is really tough. I mean, there's really no bad teams. I don't love Tennessee personally, but you know, but they've been pretty good. You got Tennessee, Jets, Rams, Ravens, Niners, Seahawks, Patriots. That's tough, but then to me, even if they went 3-4, they're in decent shape. I mean, you'd like to see them do better, but even if they went 3-4 in that seven, that wouldn't be terrible because after that, Denver, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Miami, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Arizona, Baltimore, Cincinnati. It's a lot easier. Not that there's no hard games, but it's a much easier schedule from November on than in the first 2 months.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I mean, like a lot of these teams, I mean, the same thing can be applied to the NFC South. The NFC West, I mean, any division, right? I mean, the Browns' season is probably going to hinge on how they play against, you know, divisional opponents. Like, can they hold serve at home against Pittsburgh and Baltimore? Can they go in and steal one against one of those two teams? Both of whom I think are going to be very much, you know, playoff contenders. I buy into Lamar Jackson. I know that what they're doing is a little unconventional, but I think it's going to work. I think the Steelers are going to have a big-time bounce-back season. You know, the Bengals probably aren't going to be very good, but I mean, there's still a team that has a new head coach with a sharp offensive mind. They got a quarterback in Andy Dalton who's shown he can win, get plenty of games. You know, they have talent on both sides of the ball. So, like, you know, can they take care of business twice against Cincinnati? And can they hold serve at home and then maybe steal one on the road? I think those are the things that are going to determine whether it's a playoff team or not.
What is your predicted order of finish in the North?
It's Pittsburgh 1. I think it's Pittsburgh 1, Cleveland 2, Baltimore 3, Cincinnati. And I've got Baltimore and Cleveland very, very close. And I might end up with all three of them making the playoffs. I wouldn't be stunned at all if all three teams – and they beat each other up, and that happens all the time.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you look at this – the way that things are shaking out in the AFC, like, I know there's some good teams in the AFC West, but the Chargers already lost Derwin James. They're capable of throwing up some eggs from plenty of time to time in September, right? The Chiefs, I don't think will take a step back, but they potentially could. The Broncos, I don't know if they're quite ready to bust through and make it. And then the AFC East with the Bills and the Jets, I mean, those are two teams that could make a surge with a young quarterback. There's room there for three AFC North teams to make it.
Yeah.
If none of those other sleeper teams pop up, I think it could easily happen. But, I think we're probably looking at least one wild card out of there.
Will, before I let you go, tell us again about the telethons going on today, what it's all about.
Yeah, CBSSports.com/live. You can watch. We're all dressed up in 80s gear. We're raising money for St. Jude. We're dishing out fantasy draft questions. I'll tweet out the phone number that people can call. But you know you can go and donate. We got a bunch of like eBay items up for bid. Like you can make me say anything on camera for like $12. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. There's a signed Jalen Ramsey jersey. There's I'm sure there's something Cleveland related on there. No, Kyler Murray signed ball. But people can check all that out at CBSSports.com/live.
Will, appreciate the time, man. There he goes. 833-FFT-LIVE. That's what it is. 833-FFT-LIVE.
Thanks to you and Keith for hooking it up, man.
You got it. Thanks, Will.
You guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.